Education and Adventure. Books are not meant to be just read. They are meant to be heard. And you need to keep up with philosophy and adventure books, and whatever authentic intellectuals hold in high esteem. And narrated books or audiobooks are free at the library. And we really need books in our lives, as they upgrade our cultures and views and decision-making. Wherever you were born, it is very likely that you are making decisions without the full measure of knowledge that is owed to you. In part, it's because you have been betrayed by mediocre teachers who really don't care if you memorize or comprehend because they just want to get paid and get on with their day. The only thing that standardized education is good for is becoming an inauthentic teacher in an ineffective school, and you certainly do not want that. There's a whole world of knowledge owed to you. You must seek it out on your own. Find all the powerful and well-narrated books and view them as your intellectual inheritance, as something that belongs to you. Starting life at zero and climbing mountains that were already climbed before will only have you repeating tired old mistakes. Take care to inherit countless lifetimes of wisdom from books, so that you may start where the great minds left off. Please know that stress, fear, and overwork can combine to keep you from hearing even the best advice. If you feel that you can't even listen to books, or it all always ends up being a jumbled mess, then you will need to take time off. And saying that you can't just adds to the urgency. Start as soon as you can by buying an empty backpack and a nice little tent. Set it up in your home. Play a nature video to hear the cricket and bird song. And slowly begin filling your backpack with all the adventure things you think you may need. You will regain the ability to weave long thoughts again once you are walking in the woods or through dunes or out on the beaches. Once you begin healing, you have to understand that you are really smart, but that schools have tricked you into thinking otherwise. Neither the lectures nor the grades were real. You are just as capable of greatness and genius as all the great beings. Standardized education simply cannot work. Don't pay attention to it. Every human being has a different constellation of curiosities that must be traveled in a unique way. You have to stop being stressed out and overworked and use books and adventure to grant yourself new abilities in life. Know that the wisdom you inherit from books will change everything. It will help you see better. But programming is probably the way to go. And not just any kind of programming. You need to focus on learning to build online platforms with payment processing. And the language for this is JavaScript, as it runs both in the browser and on the server. Here you can start launching tiny portable businesses that offer a service for which your users will pay a monthly subscription fee. This is the age of the early artificial intelligence. Free and open source text, audio, and image generation tools and models are everywhere. All you need to do is come up with a product idea that the AI will take care of for you, and then wrap the whole in a membership platform. The best way to start learning programming is online video tutorials. You can download them to your tablet and bring them with you on your adventures. Today, all it takes to grow all the way up and climb the highest of heights is breathtaking books that you then take on tiny and beautiful adventures with you. With every book or lifetime of knowledge inherited, you will have fewer worries and more answers.